Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry non-stop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end-of-the-day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour non-stop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
Your charitable giving stack just called, and it wants a glow-up. Donor-advised funds, or DAFs, are the fastest-growing giving vehicle for a reason. Ren Technology is already used by the top institutions in the country for their DAFs. With Ren, you can oversee your charitable accounts, recommend grants, and deep dive on your giving history, all in one place. Ren just makes giving a lot less taxing. Learn more at reninc.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening from coast to coast. People in Alaska, hello Alaska, hello Hawaii. What's up to my folks in Canada too? We're in North America, all over the damn place. So whether you're in Canada, the United States of America, or maybe you're listening some other way on the other side of the planet, we appreciate you for being here. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. I don't care where you are. Put it in your pocket, your laptop, your phone, whatever. Thank you for listening on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375. And a smart speaker. You got a smart speaker? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Okay, we've been hanging out for an hour, and we've discussed a lot. Ben Roethlisberger continuing to pile on about the removal or the separation between Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. He's hoping that it happens. He's suggesting that it should happen. I'm suggesting that it should not at this point in time. Deshaun Watson, he's practicing. Practice window has opened up for Deshaun Watson with the Browns. Is he going to play another snap for the Cleveland Browns? We discussed that. I think if you're the Browns, maybe he starts the final game of the season, and maybe you could con some sucker into taking him next year. We talked about Chris Paul. Los Angeles Clippers sent him home. Apparently, he and Ty Lue haven't spoken in weeks. Chris Paul too vocal about how bad the Clippers are. Clippers are 5-16. Difference is Chris Paul is old, washed up, and who wants to listen to the old guy complain? The answer is nobody. Also, as we continue on with the show, Giannis Antetokounmpo, apparently the clock might be ticking on his time in Milwaukee. He scrubbed his social media account of everything having to do with the Bucks. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we'll have a conversation with Law Murray from The Athletic to talk about the Clippers. Drake May, he's now the favorite for NFL MVP. What? He's there already? Excuse me? And then, of course, next hour, as I do every single Wednesday, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the sixth most hated coaches ever. Yeah, do you know a coach that somebody hates? Maybe. There's a good chance we talk about it next hour. Okay, there's a lot more to get into. Okay, we got this day in sports history. Last night, Michael Jordan came back. No, not for basketball, of course, but he was back on NBC saying a whole lot of nothing. Good for him. So we got a lot to do. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I know we mentioned Chris Paul. But then this afternoon, or even today, we get this word from Giannis. And he didn't speak, you know, in a message or anything. Giannis just wiped the Bucks off of all of his social media. Done. He's finished. There's like a happy birthday to Kobe. He has a photo of him, you know, winning his championship. And that's it. And then we start getting some hints. Well, we got hints all offseason. It was that time where they said, oh, well, Giannis is, he could have been traded to the Knicks and they didn't get a deal done. And then we come into the season, and Giannis tells everybody, he's like, yeah, I want to win a title here with the Bucks, but I'm human. I might change my mind. Listen to what Giannis said right before the season started.
Temptation. You know, temptation. You know, like when you, you're going through the amusement park or you go through the outside and you're not wearing your wedding ring like me now, and the people are looking at you like, oh, he's kind of handsome. Oh, it's temptation. And that starts when the season ends until the season begins. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to approach me or approach, I don't know, my agents. And they're going to say, hey, this is a possibility, that's a possibility, this is a possibility, this is a possibility. But at the end of the day, ultimately, I'm going to make a decision. My decision today is that I'm here. And I'm committed to this team.
Oh, damn. And that's today. That was in October. It's December 3rd. The season has been underway. The Bucks have a record of 9-13. They've lost eight of their last 9 games. They're 11th place in the Eastern Conference. And Giannis, who's getting ready to turn 31, is still crazy. 30 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. He's shooting 64% from the field. Nobody could stop him when he goes to the basket. There's a good chance that Giannis moves on. And we've been saying this. I don't know how you could just say, hey, I'm going to bring in Miles Turner and all of a sudden I'm going to be better. Like, the last straw was to see if things could work with Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard was hurt, had to deal with the clots, and then had his injury. It was done. It was over at that point in time. And so it's just been inevitable. It's been a matter of time. The Bucks won a championship. They were younger. Everybody was younger. Chris Middleton's body still worked, and Lopez was younger. It worked, and it was done. And since then, it didn't work out with Damian Lillard, and it's not like things are going to get any better. If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, I think it's time. You move on from Giannis, you bring in assets, and it's clear. If he wanted to be there, then I think you keep him. But the best way to restock and retool is to be bad for a little while and move on. And I think that's ultimately what's going to happen with Giannis. And then we got the report from Shams. We've heard from Brian Windhorst. Ultimately, him and his agent are having conversations with the Milwaukee Bucks about separating. And I think it's time. This isn't the same situation of, you know, what we got with Mike Tomlin. Because Giannis is the star, you know. If he wanted to stick around and all of a sudden the Bucks could put pieces around him, then do it, which they've done. They won a championship. The Steelers, it's not so much about the coach, it's about the talent on the team. And I know people can talk about the coordinator and who's this and who's that. A lot of that gets fixed if you have talent out there who can help you get the job done. So, look, I think Giannis is done. I think we all know Giannis is done. I mean, it was just, what, last week that, as they've been stinking a joint up, you know, he's not happy. Why would he be? Listen.
But overall, we got to get our competitive spirit back to where it's supposed to be. Nobody should have a personal agenda. Nobody should worry about what they, you know, want from themselves. Worry only about winning mentality, winning mindset. The more we can win the games, the more everything take care of itself.
Well, his agenda is now to get the hell up on out of there. Okay. I think it's time. Oh, yeah, and by the way, it's been reported that, you know, in the summertime, there was that exclusive negotiating window with the New York Knicks. I think the Knicks are stupid for not bringing in Giannis. I don't care. Give up Karl Anthony Towns and a few other bums if you could still have some depth. I'm sorry, OG Anunoby, if you'd be a bum. Sorry, Josh Hart, if you'd be a bum. But Giannis would be better than anybody on the team, including a Jalen Brunson. But you'd have a closer who can shoot the ball. And we've seen Jalen Brunson, how clutch he's been over the years, so. Apparently, the New York Knicks won't be the only game in town if Giannis is to be traded. We saw a massive move earlier this year with Luka Doncic being traded in the middle of the night on a Saturday from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers. Apparently, sooner than later, Giannis will be moved, and it will not be a shock. It will not be a secret. It will not be a surprise. I expect it. It's time. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Sean is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
I just wanted to touch on a couple things with Tomlin. I'm a Steelers fan. I've enjoyed him as a coach. I think he's done a great job. But I think now it's almost to his detriment that he's too good at times. He's not been given a great roster. But as you just said with Giannis, sometimes you have to be bad to be good. And I think he's not has the pride to be as good as you can, and sometimes you just need to be bad. So in my opinion, I think it is time to make a change. I don't really care who comes in, or I don't know who's next, but same thing happened with Andy Reid, and the Chiefs and Eagles have both won a Super Bowl, and the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. So that's where I stand. I know it's not all on him. I know it's a lot with the roster and what he has to work with, but he's going to do the best he can, and the best he can with what he's given is mediocrity. So I think it's time just to be bad for a little bit.
Damn.
And rebuild, start new.
You want to just head into the abyss.
The Eagles did it. The Patriots did it. Time for the Steelers to do it.
Well, nobody does it by choice. You know, it's not a guarantee that it works out. I mean, you can bring up instances where it works, but I can tell you a whole lot of bad teams and teams that were good as well. I don't think there's a magic bullet here or an equation. I could just tell you when you start upsetting the apple cart and you really start shaking things around. I mean, you can start shaking things around and you just don't get good. And so it's really just a roll of the dice. I mean, you have stability here with Mike Tomlin. You know that you can bring in a quarterback who can really, really help things out. And then you have stability. But now if you're getting rid of Khan and you're getting rid of Mike Tomlin and you're just bringing in who the hell knows, I think that's even riskier than keeping Mike Tomlin on and just finding and identifying that quarterback. That's who and what fixes things.
I agree, but you can't get they've tried with the free agency and they've spent too much money on the defense. They need to become more offensive-minded.
Here's the thing. You talk about being bad. Yeah, they've been good. And for the most time, the majority of the time, and thank you, Sean, for calling from Pittsburgh, they've had Ben Roethlisberger. Okay? They've had Ben Roethlisberger. So now because he's gone, and Mike Tomlin can say, I'm bailing. I mean, that's what Sean Payton has done. I mean, we're not going to look at the – are we going to look at the Saints and put them in the same category of, oh, you know, this is what happened with the Eagles and this is what – no. Because the Saints look like absolute hot garbage right now. They're cycling through coaches. This is because Sean Payton said, I'm out of here. I ain't got time to wait on a quarterback. I'm leaving. Mike Tomlin is sticking it out. And he stuck it out through trash, okay? And he has to wait until he has – I just say be patient. Like, just be careful what you ask for. I mean, it'd be horrific. And, yeah, he's good. Everybody's just – and this is a matter of being – you are so good that the expectations right now, which have always been championship – oh, well, it's not a championship, so we got to move on. Oh, it's not a championship, so we got to move on. I feel like it's a mirrored situation if we take a look at the New York Yankees and look at the Steelers. Damn it, what did they win? Their last championship in the same time period? I think both in 2009. Definitely the Yankees. It's the same thing. The Yankees are so good, but they just don't win a championship. Everybody's like, oh my God, we got to fire the manager and fire the GM. And it's just like, okay, sure, for what? In very similar situations. Mike Tomlin at this point is almost like furniture with the Steelers. And historically, we all know the Rooney family. They're like, hey, we have three coaches since 1969. We want to get a young guy in his 30s and keep him forever. Okay, fine. Man, with the Yankees, you got Brian Cashman, who's the GM. He grew up in a franchise. He went from being an intern to running the team. And he's basically going to run the team until he's old. And they go, oh, he's too old. We got to fire him. Or you just go, I'm too old. I'm leaving. That's what's going to happen. There's no magic bullet for any of this. But I give you an overall. There does come a point in time where it's just like, oh, we're so good, but we're not good enough. The Dodgers are whooping everybody's ass, okay? We can wake up tomorrow. I don't care what they do or do not do with the roster between now and April. Everybody's going to look at the Dodgers and say, hey, these are the favorites to go out there and win the World Series. All right? Now, I know it sounds good and they're spending all this money. They're not. And I know there's economic factors and changes in baseball. The Dodgers is going to come a point in time when Shohei Ohtani blows out his arm again and Freddie Freeman is gone and Mookie Betts is gone and they can't import over every Japanese future Hall of Famer. The Dodgers are going to suck again. Or they're just going to be so good where they plateau. All right? The Steelers are in that spot. The Yankees, earn that spot. That doesn't mean that you just throw everybody overboard and just say, oh, let's bring in somebody. Not yet. I say give Tomlin one more chance with a young quarterback. Throughout his time, yeah, he got Ben Roethlisberger, had him. Give him a few years to see who he can bring in. It wasn't Kenny Pickett. All right? Everybody gets a chance and an opportunity. Kenny wasn't his guy. And I think at that point in time, Mike Tomlin, he had enough of a resume to say, yeah, I can swing and miss. Everybody does. And Bill Belichick out here swinging and missing, his dumbass selecting, special teams guys like they're so damn exciting. Spare me. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, so many people leaving, going, coming, going all types of different directions. Giannis might be done with the Bucks. We just had a whole conversation about Mike Tomlin. People want Mike Tomlin done with the Steelers. We're going to have a conversation about the guy that, we woke up with news that he was done, at least with the Clippers. We're going to talk about Chris Paul. You want to talk about done? You want to turn the Steelers into the Clippers? This is an easy way to do it. But we're going to have a conversation with Law Murray because he covers all things Clippers for The Athletic. Is Chris Paul getting released? Is Chris Paul going to be traded? Are the Clippers going to try to chop this down? How can they? Who the hell wants Kawhi? Nobody. Who wants James Harden? I don't know. Maybe there's some schmuck that wants him. Does James Harden even want to leave at this point? And what the hell is going on with the aspiration investigation? What happened to Kawhi Leonard planting trees and getting paid under the table? We'll have a conversation with Law Murray from The Athletic on the other side of the break to talk about a true disaster. An organization that the Steelers hope they never are. We'll talk about the Clippers on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply in app only.
Don't wrap your giving in paperwork. I'm a charitable strategist at Wren. We specialize in donor-advised funds and send over $25 billion to charities each year. Wren just makes giving season a lot less taxing. Learn more at RENINC.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, so many conversations this week about different athletes and coaches. Are they going? Are they coming? Are they leaving? Are they getting fired? They signing new contracts. So it doesn't matter if it's Lane Kiffin or Giannis Antetokounmpo or Mike Tomlin. And we certainly got some news early this morning. We found out that Chris Paul was sent home from the Los Angeles Clippers. We know that this is going to be the final season of his career. Has he played his final game? What's next for the Clippers? Is they try to be competitive. I don't know how you do that with this aging roster. But to talk about all things Los Angeles Clippers is someone who covers a team for The Athletic. Welcome back to the show, Law Murray. Law, how are you, man?
Man, I'm good. I ain't selling tickets, so I'm good.
Oh, you're not selling. Well, they got that new Intuit Dome, so Steve Ballmer has to think about it. Before we get right into Chris Paul, did you think that they would be this bad? We knew about the risks and the ages of these dudes, and we got Beal out with the hip, but did you think they'd be 5-16?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And the thing is, like, they made the moves that they made this offseason. They made sense in the context of why they lost in the playoffs. But the fragility of who they brought in, that was going to be something where it was like, all right, like, do you have the same energy to win the games the way that you won them a year ago? And I was like, the reason they are this bad is because as good as that defense was last year, top three in the league, they're about that bad defensively this year. Mm. You know what I mean? You can talk about injuries. You can talk about certain guys not being available. If they defended with the same verb, the same energy as they did last year, maybe they're not, you know, maybe they don't have a winning record, but they're a lot closer to 500. And that is something that talent doesn't always speak to what's going on here. It's something deeper. Just like the departure of Chris Paul while we're talking right now, it's something deeper than just a matter of, oh, he didn't play well enough or he said the wrong thing one time.
Well, we heard that Chris Paul apparently was just holding people in the organization accountable, not just the guys he has to watch on the court or sit next to the bench to, but apparently he hasn't had a conversation with Ty Lue in weeks. We know we really haven't seen him out on the court. Was there one specific instance, or has this been a situation, from your understanding, that's just deteriorated over the course of the season? I mean, the season, let's be real, it's we're a quarter of the way through, but the season just started.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this before with players not having, you know, the conversations or the dialogue that they'd want to have. I thought something was first up when Chris was not in the rotation earlier in November before Bradley Beal suffered his injury. And that was an arrangement that continued even while they learned more about Bradley Beal's severity of that said hip injury. I went to Phoenix where, I'll tell you one thing, Phoenix fans, they appreciate Chris Paul a whole lot more than they appreciate Bradley Beal. We heard that loud and clear. And so when I went there, Chris played in the first half off the bench. And it's not like he played poorly. But in the second half, Chris did not play off the bench. And then Chris did not play at all in the next five games. They were trying to have newer or younger players try and find their way. And I think when Teron is addressed about it, he's like, this was part of the conversation. Now, that speaks to the conversations even being needed. Some guys you can bring into a team even at a certain part of their career, and it's like, you get it. You understand what the role is. You can just kind of roll with it. Chris Paul needed to be told, you're not starting. You started all 82 games with the Spurs last year. You're not starting. You might not play every night. I think those conversations are easier to accept if the team is winning and you feel involved. When your team is not winning, there's a whole lot of chatter. There's a lot of potential pointing fingers. I don't want to say that pointing fingers happen. We can reasonably say that pointing fingers happen. I'm just not here to like say that that was going on. But you are much less likely to be accepting of a role if your environment is not a healthy one. And it's not a healthy one for the LA Clippers. And I think that is the crux of this. There is one relationship breakdown that has cost somebody their job. It just so happened to be the relationship involving Chris Paul.
Law Murray is here with us, covers all things Clippers for The Athletic. Well, now we know Chris Paul has been sent home. They got to wait until the 15th to go ahead and trade him. I don't see why they would just dump him. What do you think the future is for Chris Paul? We know he wanted to be back in Los Angeles to be close to his family somewhere on the West Coast. With a battery now on his back, is there a possibility he may accept a move elsewhere so he can go out on his own terms?
I can't see Chris going out like this. I also can't see a clear spot for him. Like, I don't think family can be a thing for the rest of the season, because you got to think about roster spots. You got to think about roster spots. You got to think about, like, you're not going to play for a team that actually has guys who can go. You know what I mean? Like, it's similar to what this situation was with the Clippers. It's like, it was worth it to not play as much for this Clippers team if it actually reached expectations. The Clippers won 50 games last year and the year before. You know, I don't think anyone who thought that the Clippers would fail or not be as good. I mean, shoot, y'all didn't think they'd be 5-15 through 20 games, you know? So the question is, where does it make sense for him geographically? Where does it make sense for him as far as how much playing time he thinks he should get? And where does it make sense for him as far as a team that can actually have a chance of winning? It reminds me of how I was talking about Russell Westbrook over the offseason. Well, Russ found a West Coast-based team that would play him. And that team is as bad as the Clippers as far as their record goes in the Sacramento Kings. Like, there's not a lot of chairs left, especially at this time of year. I'm not saying Chris won't find one. I'm just going to be very intrigued to see what that team actually is.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he just never dribbled the ball in the NBA again. Well, that's on Chris's side of things. From the Clippers side, with as bad as they've been, with this aging roster, we can't trust Kawhi Leonard and his health. James Harden is still going out there balling at a crazy level. What can this team do? Is it not time to just maybe chop the tree down and plant a new one? What the hell can they do?
Pray. That's an option. Okay. You know, prayer doesn't always work for me. You know, I got to actually believe it. And that's the question I have with this team. I actually gave them some rope in November as far as, hey, look, Kawhi's got to come back. John Collins has to get used to the role that he's in. All of that. So your question is, John's been starting all month. Kawhi has been back for a week. He actually played 30 minutes. You know, it took them being down 38 and Kawhi pushing to finish the game with some level of respectability. You know, that final score does not look nearly as bad as how things were going Monday night. It's like, can you say, even though you're not scapegoating Chris, can you jumpstart yourself with a negative force out of the locker room, out of the situation? You're not forcing yourself to give a guy, you know, 15, 20 minutes that you didn't think was helping you win. I think that's a really crappy way of trying to jumpstart your team, but This team needs something. They can win 10 in a row and they'll still have a losing record. Okay, so it starts there. If you want a little bit of hope, it's that James Harden and Kawhi Leonard are healthy and playing at the same time, and that they are on the road, embarrassed and ridiculed for a whole lot of reasons. This Chris Paul incident just adds to it. That's your jump start. You're just going to say, they are way more talented than a team that should be losing 75% of their games. Maybe at some point they show it.
Maybe, possibly. Well, we know Steve Ballmer is always enthusiasm surrounding Steve Ballmer, whether he's defending himself or he's cheering the team on. There's always so much positivity. Is there any chance that in order to kind of rectify and fix this entire situation that he says, you know what, I like Lawrence Frank and, yeah, Ty Lue is cool, but one of the two of them got to go?
I don't see that happening. And when Lawrence Frank met with the media, he very much made it clear that Tyronn Lue is going to be the coach for a quote-unquote long time. And you know what? There's a contract that says that very thing. Tyronn Lue's contract goes through 2029. That also means that Tyronn Lue is signed longer than any of the players on his team, including stars, young guys, and anyone else. So, Tyronn has some, how can I say it? Tyronn Lue has some job security that some other coaches wouldn't have in this situation. And same thing with the general manager. So, when you have that, you're basically saying, if the Flyers, if the Stars, if y'all don't fix it, y'all will be the ones to go. That is who I'm looking at first, because this isn't, the Clippers aren't everybody else. The Clippers very much will say they want to emulate the most stable organizations in sports. They have done that for the most part. Like, they've won, had a winning season 14 years in a row. That streak is in serious jeopardy now. But they also are expressing that they are going to stand for stability, even if it costs them some of the players that they're already planning on trying to replace in the next year or two.
It seems like it's going to be bad for quite some time before they turn things around. Law, is there anything else that we should know about the Clippers, this situation? We haven't heard anything about aspiration. They're not putting money under the table anymore. What happened to the investigation?
The investigation is what investigations do. They are ongoing. And when you have an ongoing investigation, that means that everything is happening under a cloud, which means anyone saying that this is rock bottom, this ain't rock bottom. There's still a whole lot more that could happen to make things more uncomfortable than they already
are. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Well, next time, if Steve Ballmer is potentially going to pay anybody under the table, make sure that you send some my way. Okay, Law?
Hey, man, I need my cut, too.
Of course. Yeah, you can just make sure some comes this way. Them checks look pretty easy.
Only because it's the holiday season, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm like, hey, a check to do nothing? Sign me up. Why not? I just got to learn how to not play basketball for a little while. It's just like Kawhi. Law, thank you. Thank you so much. Please tell everybody where they can follow you and all of your work, as it appears things are going to get very, very busy, and maybe not for the better, in Clipperland.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to The Athletic. They put me on, and I'm on social media at Law Murray the New, and that's pretty much it. I appreciate you having me.
No doubt about it. You have a great holiday if we don't chat, Law. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Shout outs to Law Murray, covers all things Clippers for The Athletic. Yeah, we were talking about the Steelers. Yeah, one caller said, hey, things need to get real bad before they get better. Is this what you want? You want what the Clippers got going on? I think not. I think the hell not. Not at all. Let's stay away from that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to take a look at the phone lines when we come back on the other side of the break. You got a thought on the Clippers? Is there anything that could save them? I know last break we took a call on Mike Tomlin. I know people feel strongly about Giannis. The phone lines are open, 888-710-4ISN. Something I feel strongly about is the NFL MVP race. I can't believe it. But right now, Drake May is the odds-on favorite to win the MVP. Is that legitimate? Do you think that's right? Is that wrong? I'm going to tell you who I think is still the front runner. We'll get into that on the other side of the break, plus your calls. But right now, it's time for a news flash. What's going on in the world of sports? Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your charitable giving stack just called, and it wants a glow up. Ren Technology is used by the top institutions in the country for donor-advised funds. They're the fastest-growing giving vehicle for a reason. Ren just makes giving a lot less taxing. Learn more at reninc.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you so much to Laura Murray for joining us to talk about the Clippers in the last break. But now I need to tell you this. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you missed our conversation with Law about the Clippers and the future of Chris Paul and that organization, just go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. In a very funny way, Chris Paul decided to publicly let the world know that today, he, DeAndre Jordan, and Blake Griffin, who is now retired and broadcasting on Amazon, he wanted to let everybody know that they were having a good old laugh today on FaceTime. And Chris Paul shared this on his social media. He took a screenshot of a FaceTime call, and Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Jordan, they were all smiles. And so I think they're having a laugh at how bad the Clippers look. And everybody knows the Clippers look ridiculous. What else is new in that regard? Good luck to their fans. It's going to take a whole lot of sinking before they get back to anything close to swimming. And, you know, one of the conversations that we had about teams getting better, or excuse me, teams getting worse before they get better. Some of the examples that we got from one of the callers is about a squad like the New England Patriots. And we do see how fast they've been able to turn things around, notably because now they have a quarterback and they do have one of the best coaches in the league in Mike Vrabel. And Drake May has turned into, I can't even say, one of the best QBs in the game. I feel like that's underselling him. Drake May, as it stands today, now has the best odds. He is the current favorite to win the MVP award. Consensus odds have him at 130, minus 130 to minus 135 across a bunch of sports books as of today. Matthew Stafford is plus 115 to plus 125. And I just have to go, this is after Monday? Like, okay, fine. I see as it stands right now. Drake May is first in passing yards, 3,400 yards, 23 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. Yep, the Patriots become the first team to 11 wins. They're now on their 10th straight win, and they get to relax a little bit. They're on a bye before they take on Buffalo. But I just think Matthew Stafford, I get it. The Rams have 9 wins. He's had to deal with an injury to Puka Nacua earlier on in the season. I think Matthew Stafford is going to be rewarded for his career and what he's gone through. God bless him. He won himself a Super Bowl. He got that. But I think he's going to get a pat on the back, and I think he's going to win the MVP. I mean, his numbers would have to completely crater out. I mean, we're waking up. He is just slinging that rock all over the place. He has 32 touchdowns leading the NFL to only 4 interceptions. He threw 2 of those this past Sunday against the Panthers, and they lost by a field goal, 31-28. So I get it. We got a whole lot more football to go. But when I'm waking up and Matthew Stafford every game is just, here's 4 touchdowns and here's 3 touchdowns and here's 4 touchdowns, I just say to myself, damn, you got to give it to him. And so congratulations, Drake May, for having a week. But when I took a look at those MVP odds, I'm saying to myself, damn, you got to give it to Matthew Stafford. I know Drake May's having a good week. He beat the Giants. He's supposed to whoop that ass, okay? I mean, listen to Devontae Adams, his own wide receiver leading the NFL in touchdown receptions with 12. Devontae Adams said Matthew Stafford is the guy. Stop playing.
I mean, he's playing like the most valuable player in the league. I mean, you can see it in the numbers, the way he's taking command of the huddle and the offense. You know, the way him and Sean put things together and worked, you know, throughout the week together to put together a good product for us. Just all around. I mean, he's a great leader and obviously knows how to put points on the board and keep this offense moving.
He knows how to go out there and get the job done. We know that. We see it. Matthew Stafford, on the other hand, he's like any good quarterback. He's like, hey, I'll take the blame when I need it, but I'm going to pass on the praise.
I'm surrounded by really good players. You know, I've got, you know, great receivers, great backs, great tight ends. All of them are catching touchdowns and we're getting in the end zone. And obviously I can't do any of that if the guys up front, you know, aren't doing what they're doing, and they're doing a hell of a job too. So still plays I want back and things that we can be better on.
Okay. Things we could be better on. Okay. All right. I still think Stafford, unless he just stinks to join up, he has to win MVP. Meanwhile, you got Drake May, young guy, second-year player. I don't think everybody's just going to go to bat for him. I think collectively as a team, the Patriots are just trying to show that they belong, despite the winning streak and everything that they've done. Mike Vrabel, I told you, one of the best coaches in the NFL. The Titans didn't think so. Mike Vrabel is like, my guy? Yeah, he's getting better every week. He believes in himself.
He's realizing what he can be and what the impact that he makes on this offense and being the conductor. He's hard on himself. I think that he challenges himself as well as his coaches. And I mean, he means a great deal to this football team.
His confidence can grow every week. Matthew Stafford knows who the hell and what he is. All right? That's just it. Unless Matthew Stafford has to go out and play in a snowstorm, I'm not all that concerned about the Rams in general or Matthew Stafford. Give it some more time. And here's the good thing, like I said, Matthew Stafford is going to take on the Arizona Cardinals next. That team is good for a shootout and good for a beatdown. If you're the Rams, you will beat them up and win in a shootout because they ain't going to play no defense. And then you take a look at the Patriots up next for them after their bye. They go out there and they play Buffalo. What can you expect from the Bills next? Well, I think a competitive matchup. So maybe Drake May, after one or two bad performances, maybe they'll come back to earth. So, yeah, Drake May may be the odds on favorite to win MVP now. I think if Stafford is slow and steady, he'll ultimately win the race and walk away with his first MVP. And he's deserving for a guy who just cracked, you know, going past 500 for his career winning percentage, all those bad years with the Lions. You know, he can start building himself a Hall of Fame resume if he can pick up an MVP. And I think he's motivated to do so. I think Drake May, his motivation is just to keep on winning at this point. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Skip is here from New Jersey. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up?
Okay, so if you want to say that Mike Tomlin should stay as the coach, I get it, and I appreciate your opinion, but you can't use the example that the Patriots got a new quarterback and a new coach at the same time. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. Now, also,
to be clear, Skip, I'm not using that example. What I'm saying is any team, nobody wins. This is my point. Nobody wins without a quarterback. That's it.
I absolutely agree. Okay, so getting back to the coach is Mike Tomlin. If you were to put Mike McCarthy and Mike Tomlin, their records up against each other and just take away the names and look at their records, they're the same coach. And who thinks that Mike McCarthy is as good a coach as Mike Tomlin? Pretty much I would say nobody. So all I'm saying is that how much I appreciate your opinion and how much I love listening to your show, but I feel like I had to call and say, I do not agree with you. And other than that, fine. I love your show and I love listening, and thanks for taking my call, bro.
Well, thank you so much, Skip, for New Jersey. That was such a polite disagreement. I don't ultimately know what his point was besides disagreeing. Like, there's certain things that you want in a coach, and I think one of the first things that you want out of a coach is respect. That's numero uno. You want to have baseline. You want to have a baseline. You want to have a respect. I know there are a lot of fans in Pittsburgh who are sick of Mike Tomlin and his press conferences and words that he says and what he says and what he doesn't say and how he says it. None of it matters until he has somebody who can throw the ball. 888-710-4ISN. Trey's calling from Alabama.
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, I wanted to chime in real quick. I know I'm off the subject, but I just wanted to gather real quick and say, what is your? I know we're at their time of year for the music, for the Christmas music.
What?
And, I was thinking, we're in the time of year for Christmas music.
Yeah, I know.
And I was thinking, in my mind, I want to be. And that was one of my favorite songs. My dad, Recipes Pops, Recipes, okay. My uncle. You know what I'm saying? The Temptations.
You're asking me what my favorite Christmas song is?
Yes, I want to ask you what your favorite Christmas song is. But before you say that, I wanted to point this out too, which is I thought was a cool thing, and that the girls are saying, "What do the lonely do at Christmas?" The lead singer was the mom from Lethal Weapon. So I just wanted to put that out there too. But I just didn't say that. But yeah, I want to know what your favorite Christmas song is.
Well, thank you, Trey. Thank you, Trey, for calling from Alabama. Anything that's not Mariah Carey, okay? I do not need to hear Mariah Carey. I'm sick of her jokes. It's like the day after Halloween, Mariah Carey is just like, it's my favorite time of year. No, Mariah, go away. We know you're making tons of money. You're wealthy. You're getting all the royalties. I don't need to hear Mariah Carey again, okay? And I like Mariah Carey in general. I like her music. I like Honey. I like Heartbreak. I like all of that stuff, but I do not need to hear Mariah Carey tell anybody about Christmas. Sorry. Who goes to a mall anyway, you know, to hear Mariah Carey? You just don't need to hear it. Hear it on TV. Thank God I don't watch too much TV. Yeah, no more Mariah Carey for me. I don't have a favorite one, but just no more Mariah Carey. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's going to be time for a new top six list. It's what we do every single Wednesday. And speaking of coaches, I'm going to give you a top six list. The most hated coaches ever in sports. Well, there's a lot of coaches who've given a lot of reasons. I'm going to give you a list on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lots, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your charitable giving stack just called, and it wants a glow up. Wren Technology is used by the top institutions in the country for donor-advised funds. They're the fastest growing giving vehicle for a reason. Wren just makes giving a lot less taxing. Learn more at RENINC.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.